Okay, now it works. What did I do? I don't know what's up with this. It's so odd. Well, I'm using a voice meter. Let's switch to the pro version called the banana. Okay. So I can add some EQ to my food, which I'm gonna turn on now. Hopefully I got it. Burp. I have some Jarba. Jarba mate. Carbonated ones, so I'm like burpy. And some very spicy peanuts. Peanuts. Can you say peanuts? Oh, yeah, no, yeah. Anyway, welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live. Until my volume up a little bit. I'm sure it's peaking. Oh, that's not that bad. Mixer is limiting it. It has a noise gate, so it's good. Kind of wish that EQ in this. Because they have virtual inputs. But they don't have it on. The regular hardware inputs. That means any mic plug-in, those are hardware. You can have a software input like the Football 2000. That's playing Frank right now. Yeah. Excellent. So it works. I'm happy. I can actually do this, but this A1 channel slows my speech down because it's the echo. Yeah, I wish there was a direct. I mean, the best way is to get a mixer. If you're doing podcasts, the best way, instead of doing this virtual mixer, get a real life mixer. Then just have the output of that going directly to input the computer. Best way. And have a iPad or something play the music. Unfortunately, I want to do it this way. So, but it works out in the end. I'm hoping that there's not a lot of noise. But there it is. Just a tiny bit. I'll look into noise reduction in a few days and see what happens. I don't know where I'm getting it. Has to be VST effect. So, but that's the part, like, about OBS. They have a noise reduction thing. On this one, you have to download separate software and run it. Which is okay. But there's no... Yeah, no... I need noise reduction. Just a tiny bit. Because I'm guessing you guys can hear the fan behind me. I cannot hear it, but I'm sure you guys can. Can lower my voice. I can lower the volume a little bit, but Okay, so what's happening? Not much. Except mate. Just binge watching a whole bunch of shows this morning. Like, oh, okay. And there's a new show. It's on Apple TV. The whole season's out. Old Man. Old Man. With the Starman / the dude. It's the dude. Dude. Yo. Yo, dude. That dude. And John Lithgow with the... What was that? It was a Sasquatch, Bigfoot movie he was in. Yeah. Those two. The dude, man, just... kicks ass. Holy cow. So that show, the Star Trek was weird. Orville was, I don't know, maybe not, I don't know, For All Mankind, it was, it's NASA, it's all this stuff. Was there any truth in it? I don't know. Are they revealing something? I don't know. Maybe. Inside trading, I'm sure. I'm sure there's some secrets being leaked one way or another. It's funny though, the private company, space company, it's free San Francisco. You ever work with the crowd? If you on in the tech in San Francisco. Like some of these companies, just like, where's the leader? There's none. We are all the leaders. So I'm like, okay. Here's my idea. Let's watch here. So wait a second. No. Some of these are not for the others. So, but you can't. We a one synergy. Yeah, those type of companies. I mean, I don't care. I have an idea. I share it. I'm open source. But to apply your update setting to this site, reload page. No. If I reload page, I lose this live session. No. Today, that's what today's about. Today's about saying that word. No. Sir, would you like a da-da-da-da? No. Trying to change my microphone position. Oh, yeah, this thing's hard to get up. Okay, here we go. A lot better. Okay. So, all the shows, all the news, But there's a trend of like Joyride I know it happens a lot all the time. I give my friends, highway patrol friends or somebody I met, say, yeah, we got this joyride stuff happening in our state several times already this week. There's a bunch of them. I saw two. One kid got killed. 13-year-olds. Teenies steal cars, go joyride, and whoops. Then there's a McLaren crash and the driver left the scene. Like, I would never left. I would not leave the scene unless you can't pay for it. Cannot pay for it, then why do you have it? It's not insured. Probably had the money to just, I want to get a McLaren. I got it. Oh, the insurance is going to cost this much. And I freak out. I was like, oh, I'm not getting one of those. No. Yeah, if you want a supercar, somewhere between $250,000 to $1 million or more, you got at least have enough money to buy two of those. Why? Because one time is for the insurance and the parts and all that stuff in case you need it. And the other one is if you crash into somebody or did something else, something, you got to replace the car. Or you got to pay for insurance. If you suck, well, we shouldn't say you suck. If you never driven those cars and you hit someone and someone gets injured, well, lawsuit. Plus the cars. You got to sell it. Can't sell it. It'd be cheap. Yeah, you get nothing. So you gotta fix it up, then sell it, then take a loss, then go lawsuit, then you wind up with a Honda Civic for the rest of your life. And a cheap job at Target instead of be on a big desk by the window. You know, a supercar, yeah, you gotta at least have one time or two times or more the money to maintain it. It's just, I'm thinking that's what happened with the guy. Who knows? But that's just this whole week. Joyride, then kids break into mansions. Actually, down here in the southeast, I'm like, okay. But then I thought of something. My friends and I, we did that. We didn't start a party at somebody's house. We jumped into somebody's house. We occupied somebody else's party and stole their cakes and have our own party. Yeah, just one time, once or twice. It was. So what did you do that for? Now I'll be like, yo, I mean, I don't know what's going on. You know, it's 1 minute of just drinking, having a cup or something. Hey, what's up, man? Hey, what you do? Know a lot of people. Then see some of my friends say, dude, grab a hand, grab one side of this cake. What? Like, run to our car. Like, cake stealers. Oh, boy. Yeah, that happened. I'm not sure we're kids, you know. I didn't get busted or anything, but they're just things. Do do stupid things. I got away with it. So I'm looking at those things, but we didn't break into a million-dollar home and steal their product stuff. Not really. Well, we broke into somebody else's party. We know, stole the cake. Yeah, that's bad. But when you're kids, teenagers, they just do stupid things. You know, but here's the thing: my friends and I, I didn't know until it was like too late. Like, oh, I can't believe we did that, right? But if that didn't happen, we didn't have a story to tell. It was no harm done, so. No, maybe like $50 for the keg. But it just, you know, when you think about the whole thing, we're just like, no, yeah, it's cool, that stuff. But today, you got social media. Back then, we had nothing. Yeah, just nobody had a phone. Kids didn't have phones. We just drove around. Find our friends, pick them up. We don't have those. We don't have phones. Kids today, they got phones. As soon as they do that, they're like, boom, check me out. It's doing selfies. Like, don't you know that you get caught? Don't you know that that's evidence? You know, it's not. But kids are doing the same exact thing as we are. But the only difference is now we have the internet. That made a difference. Same thing with these car crashes. I've heard classic car crashes a sports car from the 80s, 90s. Crash on the side of the road. And the driver left. The driver says, no, I'm not responsible for that. No. It ran. Yeah, it's happened before. It's a big deal, not big deal. I don't know. Depends. Now, I don't even know what's happening, you know, people with anxiety stuff. Why is the anxiety stuff happening? Is it because these guys want you to? I've noticed a lot. There are a lot of stuff that's happening, you know, surroundings, media, and the stuff we do, and other people's interaction with you is making us more anxious. I'm sure the solar system with the high energy from the galactic central, I'm sure it's hitting us and it's making us think this way, or it's changing something about us. I'm sure it has some effect. I'm sure the Wi-Fi stuff, 5G, my Wi-Fi system on the new computer is 6G. 6G Wi-Fi antenna. I'm like, geez, it's here already. It's going to affect you, me, everybody, right? Anxiety. I noticed that. I noticed I had it. Then I was able to remedy most part of it, but I'm still getting this weird stuff where I want to see somebody fall. So somebody falling in a video, not a live person. Live person, if you want to see a video, somebody falls, somebody get cut or something, not immediately feel it. So it's a visual thing. Now I learned how to do some meditations and how to clear that. Helped a little bit, definitely helped a lot with some of my sensory stuff. But this also happens in video games with the loot system or the panic thing, especially when you play those games where you only get that one life, so you gotta stay alive in the game, otherwise you're out. Things like, I gotta restart again. But that psychological part is, I gotta restart. No. Gotta restart. That's affecting you physically, eventually. So it's psychological. But there's a remedy with it. And it's through meditation. It's through a different type of thinking. And one way to do it is play that game again and rethink how your response is and retrain your response, going backwards, saying, oh, whatever, no big deal. So what? So if you can train yourself that way, then maybe you get it back. Maybe, I don't know, lose your anxiety. But it seems like this is also mass. Like the human psyche mass. Everybody. That's everybody surrounding you. Some people have anxiety. You're going to feel it too. That part has it too. That's a one small portion of it. Hey, you know, there's remedy for this. There's always remedy for this. Just calm. Just learn how to breathe and like calm down. Whew. Right? Slow your heart rate down a little bit. So, anyway, move on. I have one thing I wrote down. I thought about this morning because I had a White Castle. So I thought about it. Imagine in the future, like Star Trek thing, Star Trek future, you can order stuff, right? Find computer. Now, can you program the computer to respond to you? Like fast food chain person. Like how they doing now? Like we go Starbucks. Hello, how are you? What can I get a start? What can I get a start for you today? That guy. Or that lady. Right? Now think of like White Castles. So you go to the computer. You order like you would order at the chain, no, at the drive-thru. Like the computer would be like, doo-doo. Or maybe program it, so it's like, sir, what would you like? Or it'd be like nasty ones. Nasty person. Yeah, what do you want? Be like that. Then be like, yeah, I can have two cheese sliders and two plain sliders, two small fries and Diet Coke, please. Sure, Sure you don't want a regular Coke? So no, I'm trying to lose weight. Imagine that. You have to order it that way. And that would be fun. Yeah. I think that's what happened. Well, like people stopped having fun like with things. It just got so serious. Unless they're on like the Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok, the video, which is kind of scary. TikTok, well, if you know where it comes from, like I know, I would never use it. But here's, and it's bad. I heard the really terrible stories, but there are people on there making money, so it's all depends on you, how repetitious you use that thing. If it has impact on your life, maybe you shouldn't, like physically, maybe you shouldn't touch it. So anyway, yeah, with TikTok, it's coming to your monitors, TV, Physio TV will have TikTok built in. Oh, great. Where are they going to spy on now? Like Physio, I have a Physio TV right there. It's spying on me. Well, it doesn't have a microphone, but it knows what kind of video input I got going in. I don't want to throw it away because it's, it's there. So like the remote doesn't work anymore. There's a circuit board you can buy for it, but no, I'll keep it. But I heard a lot of story about Physio and their connections and stuff. Even though Physio says no. But then again, all these monitors, I don't know. The circuit is so small. It could have cameras, multiple cameras, like each little LED pixels might have 1 megapixel CCD capturing device built in. We don't know. I mean, I'm looking with the manipulator, with my loop, my old school loop of photography. Look at the pixels. So tiny. How do you know there's no video capturing you? How do you know? How do I know? I don't know. I heard. But then again, I don't know. I saw the patent thing for the TV and for the LED screens, so maybe some of them do, maybe some of them don't. It's like one of those, and that causes you anxiety. If that causes you anxiety, just say no, who cares? Just flip the finger. Because all these people say, we saw you do the in front of your screen. Shut up. Just tell them shut up. Who cares? There's camera everywhere. There's camera every light now. Does it keep you safe? I don't know. Think about it. Yeah. Now you can have evidence. If somebody did something in front of your house, you can tell them, hey, I'm going to sue you. I got evidence right now. Right in front of me. Right here. See? That's you. Right? Okay. Keep people in line a little bit, but then there's that whole privacy issue with it. But the way I see it, it's going to happen one way or another. You will lose your privacy, probably. I don't know. We're losing it right now. So, yeah. We lost it when the first camera came out. First, like, family camera. Using film. We lost our privacy already. And we lost privacy with a telephone already. So it's just, you know, it's like, oh, the big brother's watching. I'm going to cover all my stuff and camera and stuff. It's like, you're not going to get away from big brothers. But to ease the comfort of your peers or the person standing next to you, I have these, like, my iPhone has a case that has a camera guard. So they look at, oh, not taking picture, right? How many times I walked around shopping malls, stores, or somebody has a phone in front of their face. I'm walking. So, are you filming? Right? But when you have that anxiety like that, is it worth it? No, just say, you know what? Take photo, take video, fine. Whatever, you post it, okay. It's just noise. You have to train your brain to think that way. That's how you get out of it. And stop using the app. Delete all the apps. Well, maybe delete one or two, but if you have something you're going to use, restrict it. Like, I'm just going to use it for like 5 minutes to see what my friend's up to. So, yeah, say hi and stuff and bye. Done. Go. You know, I don't need to know stuff. If I want to know someone doing something, a friend or something, it's like, meet me at a bar or meet me at a cafe. If I'm not, you know, of the age, I'll be like, meet me at a cafe, let's talk person to person. That's what's missing. No, with all the things I said with the computer ordering. But look at it right now. Old days, you went to the counter and order before the drive-thrus. I still remember before the drive-thrus. The first drive-thru came out for McDonald's and Burger King. Just like, wow, this is cool. Drive your car and all that. But then it got impersonal. So like for like years and years, I just walked in. And now I do drive-thrus, but Starbucks, I still walk in. Once in a while, walk in, just say hi. Person-to-person touch. That's what's missing. And that's why a lot of people get anxieties. When they look at a person, they can't look at a person. Why? Because they've been trained to look at a computer, blue screen. So you shut off the blue screen, they're like, it's like a personal shield just dwindled and disappeared. Oh my God, I don't have no personal shield. No shielding against. Well, learn how to do this stuff. Learn how to be human. Learn how to talk. Have personal to personal, eye to eye contact. Like a lot of these kids, like, they're not doing even adults, they're not doing eye to eye contact. That's serious. Terrible. The one thing I really liked about San Diego was in the early days when I went there. People were, when people see you, they're smiling and they say, "Hi, how are you?" I'll be like, "Hi, how are you?" So it's the most friendliest place, laid back, just it's great. Just nobody like look when see you, they start looking sideways, like, "Oh my god, this person's staring at me. Why is this person staring at me?" That, yeah, well, what the hell is that, man? I still get this. Just like one and two people. And they look like, "Hey, how are you doing? Hey, what's up?" But the recipe just... Then the... No, all the other stuff that come with it. The internet age stuff come with it. The automation. What used to be manual, now it's automated. It's like, "I don't need to do this," and then you get in trouble. Why? Because you use automated stuff. Should be using manual. Yeah, but the troubles. The troubles of technology and how to remedy those. And the trouble of prices and stuff. Seoul is up 40%. Not 40%. Up 40 bucks. 41 bucks. Holy cow. Made a good decision with that one. Everything's up, but Seoul and Ripple are going chopping. Where does Shiba go? Does Shiba go? No, not really. Oh, doggy. Dog just... Eh. But anyway, yeah, the technology, all the good stuff and the trimmings and all the bad stuff, all the foul... I won't say foul, just... You know, with everything. Everything's like that. It's one way this good, the other way bad. And technology always been there, changed everything. I mean, look at air travel, where we started from. Started from wooden planes with a canvas. That took two brothers flying to where we are today, where those hover taxis are running, limited, whatever, traveling distance. Personal, you're gonna get a personal helicopter, hovercraft. It's coming. So we went from paper, basically, paper planes, to the super high-tech stuff. It's pretty short, too. Like 100 years or so, right? Look at the cars, like where we are today. So, but... if you go back to history with all these texts, like with a computer, like the original computer, size of the library to where we are, like it's, you can have the power of that, 20 times that power of that library inside LED chip that just does rainbow colors. It's crazy, right? But if you go through the history of each technology, what the good points and bad points, what happened with human interactions, and doesn't matter if that's what the big guys want, the money makers want, but it just, if you notice that it's just slowly turned everyone to, instead of being close together, is splitting into two individual, personal style thing. Just like, I have this. I want to go over there. Even today, when I go, we have like dinners and stuff. It's not on table. It's like, I want to eat this. And the other person, I want to eat that. And each person will order stuff. If you didn't have a car, you get a, what was that, the delivery thing. Delivery services. DoorDash or the Uber Eats, right? Or you have a car, it's like, I'm going to go down the street, go buy some stuff. There's no family table anymore. You know, some families do, which I'm really glad they still have that rule. Like, everybody eats, same table. I'm going to eat what's in front of you. It's still there. You know, which is good, but it just, over time, like I say, more than half of the population is like, I want to eat that, I want to eat this. And they will go get that stuff, or they get it from the fridge and say, nobody eats the same. It's a good thing, bad thing. I don't know. Does it? It kind of split us. Kind of split the whole family apart. And then, you know, a lot of people say, "Yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan." I'm sure that maybe it is. But my thing is, you can complain about this all the time. You can complain like, "Oh, like I said, with the, oh my God, there's camera on your the monitor, like." This thing. Oh, there's a microphone. I got a microphone in front of me. There's a microphone. It's on all the time. People make up points. I see tweet. I see Telegram posts. I see other people say, oh, this for the. I don't know how long it's being repeated. The government, like the complaint. Okay, my thing is like, how do you remedy this? If, say, government decide to go, we're going to go transparent, got a new government, it's going to clean everything up. What is there to remedy things? Mostly it's about addictions. You're addicted to a TV show, right? You're addicted to a social media account, addicted to video games, addicted to something. How do you slow down or get rid of that addiction with the internet and technology? Can you remedy, or can you get away from that addiction at all? Can you say, like I say right now, I'm not going to do it. Saying, I don't need to do this podcast. Let me end it right now. End the music, turn on my computers. I'm going to take a walk outside. Can you do that? Or you cannot. It's like, I gotta interact. So, my thing's always been, I never liked telephone. To begin with, if I was younger. I'm still like pretty iffy about telephones. But I have phones, but I never see it as my main gateway to things. My thing is always like, I want to see something visually with my own eyes. No, not the Darth Vader thing reference. want to look, I want to see you with my own eyes. No, not that. My eyes. I want to see the world with my eyes. I want to touch with my hands. I want to feel. I want to drink mate. I want to feel the can. I want to in my hand with the tap. I want to feel that. And then pour it into the cup and drink it. I want to feel that cold, icy yerba mate. You know, and the bubbly stuff. And the energy it gives me in a few seconds. Like, whoa, I want to feel that. Why can't I feel that, right? I mean, as a photographer, we learn to capture like the moment, right? There's certain moments you capture. They print out a picture and then show it to people. It's like, but then that's for imagination. But to actually be a part of that, part of that interaction in the pictures. Always have an intrigue with that. Like, I see old picture photos. I wondered. So it's imagination. And, you know, the tech people have that. When the tech came out, the cool tech came out, all these videos, all these 3D stuff, all the virtual stuff. It's like, how can I capture that? They use the same idea. I want to be into that party, in that picture. I want to experience that. How can I bring it with data? How can I draw you in? So they did that for you. They've been studying them, and just tons and tons of studies before even the my first social media came out, which I think is the news groups. Those are the ones started the whole thing. Then we had a AOL, AIM, instant messaging. So your friend can instant message, yo, what's up? Oh, you're online? Yeah, all right. Right, then all the other things. But there's been study done. There's tons and tons of study done on this addiction stuff. I know how to remedy from my point of view, but I don't know how to do it for everybody else. And I know the anxiety come with it, then how you learn how to get away from it. I know how to do it. I don't know how to show people how to do it. I'm not sure if I can. You're crazy. It requires you to think differently, and that's a skill set. That's a skill set you have to endure with the real life stuff. Like, not virtual life. I'm talking about turning everything off and go outside and observe interactions, have interactions with real flesh. That's the only way you can remedy this stuff. Yeah, it's good and bad, and really, really depends on person who gives and person who receives, and limit. What's your limit? Do you set a limit? Is there something else to achieve? Something, I don't know. But in the end, is stop wasting your time. It's about you living on planet Earth. How are you gonna live planet Earth? if you can do it with your social things, okay. But if you cannot, how are you going to do it? Maybe you should have person-to-person interaction. If you know those people who work at, say, some of these big coffee shops and stuff, for that they interact with people all day. If you notice that they're happy, I mean, maybe they're not happy at the work, but majority of people are happy. Why? Because they get to talk to real person, get the feeling of it. What does? And why? Because every person has a field. It rubs off. When you come close to a person, it rubs off. And that is your interaction with the universe, with the ether. And that's what's missing. That's the biggest part. And that's actually the remedy, how to fix all these problems, including anxiety. You need to interact with people. You need to interact with things, tangible things. That's the only way. Then you can go back, say, hey, I want to be in this 3D space. You know, you can do that. You want to be in social space. Okay, but you need to have a person-to-person contact. You need to get close. Because the ether tells you to. It's like, if person to person get close, because energy transfer that you don't see, I don't see, but there is. And then it sort of changed the way you, I don't know how to explain it. It changed the way you think. From my point of view, it's changed the way I think about everything else. If I have different interactions, I might actually get good ideas. Or maybe I'll get something like, hey, maybe I should try this thing because the counter person says so. It's like, hey, sounds like a good plan. It's more healthy, yeah. When you interact with people, yeah. And just, you know, I think when you get older, that's what you like. Or maybe just I'm old. I like when we started, when you're young, we did it this way. You know. Computer life's great, but person to person is much better. And that's what's missing. That's the final point. Tech, wonderful. Stuff's wonderful. Supercars, wonderful. But you need to have interactions. Then you can learn a whole bunch of stuff. Like, to say you crash the car, you gotta be responsible, right? No, there's consequences. I'm just thinking that people forgot about consequences because they're, hey, look what we do, what you do in video games, right? Destroy stuff, right? It's like, oh, and kids never had interaction with in real life. They're like, oh, I could destroy this thing because there'd be a new one replacing it. It's like, no, it doesn't work that way. Consequences. Majority of the kids understood, but there are quite a few that just, nope, they don't know. So, I think that's what it is. But we have to find you, me, world, whoever's coming. And afterwards, we got to find a way to maybe not remedy the situation, but make it so it's slightly different. Limiting, maybe. Education, maybe. What else? I'll leave that thought to anybody who's listening And one person just came in, Immortal One. Hello. Hopefully my mic is working. Okay. So this is it for today. Yes, I got some impersonal computer interaction today with the Unreal Engine 5. I saw something in there. I want to figure out what it is, and I have to build my set because I'm doing cars. So I was like, okay, I have to build a studio set for cars. So I had to build a studio in 3D and import it in and see what happens. That's what I'll be doing. But then, you know what? I'm going to go out right now, go interact with people at UPS store and coffee shop and I don't know, maybe food, maybe a hamburger, which I have to order. I'm not going to do the Diet Coke thing where it's like, Diet Coke, please. You sure don't want the regular ones? No, I'm trying to lose weight. Why are you ordering like gigantic burger with fries? Like, yeah, I'm trying to lose weight. No, that's not happening. But that's what I'll be doing. I'm going to interact with the ether, with the other people who are interacting with ether. Get my healthy dose of our interactions. No, no, no. Energy transfers. I like that. And get out of the house, too. And drive my car. And smell the petrol. It's like, man, it's one expensive petrol, man. It's like, what's that, $5? Six bucks. Smell that. Anyway, have a wonderful Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. I don't know. Try to go outside. If you're like one of those indoor person, try to go outside. If you're outside too much, maybe try to go indoors. I don't know. Just do something. Instead of procrastinating. Like, maybe I should. No, just do it. Pick a choice. Like, this is it. I'm going to go there. Do that. Make a decision. Of course, if you made a wrong decision and you got some trouble, own it. Own the trouble. Instead of running away, don't run away. Own it. Okay, so this is it. Have a wonderful Friday of June 24th, 2022. Have a great day. I'll be back up Monday. Ciao.